time for Power Rankings, Bart Winkler style.
You know what? You just made the list.
It's Worst and Five. Here's Bart Winkler.
It's time for our Power Rankings. We give you the worst team in the league and then our five best. The worst team in the league is the Colorado Rockies.
You suck!
They got swept, losing on Thursday 2-0 to the Phillies, so they are now 8-42. This is the worst 50-game start in MLB's modern era, which goes back to 1901. You have to go back to the 1895 Louisville Colonels that started 7-43. They're on pace to lose 136 games, which would pass the 1899 Cleveland Spiders for most losses by an MLB team at 134. Last year, the White Sox set the modern era record with 121. Rockies should breeze by that. So Rockies, worst team in the league for me, I'd have to assume. For you, unless you want to get cute with it.
No, can't get cute on this one. It's definitely the Colorado Rockies.
You suck!
You mentioned what they're on pace for in terms of losses. They'll blow out the White Sox record, which was just last year. But they're also on pace for a minus 515 run differential. That'd be the worst mark in history. Not by 10, not by 20, but by 100 runs. They're getting smoked in every facet of the game. They have the worst pitching in the league. They have the worst offense in the league. Their ownership doesn't give a crap. And they're getting sued for bad baseball. Now, I know you're going to dig into this lawsuit a little bit more, but it's pretty bad. Although, I will say, it wasn't this season what happened to this guy. This was back in 2023 where he got hit by a foul ball. So now he's going to sue the Rockies. But everything is awful in Colorado with baseball, so the Rockies, for me, also the worst team.
You suck!
All right, our five best. We'll start at the top.
Number one.
Now, the team with the best record in the league is the Tigers at 33-18. And I said if the Tigers have the best record in the league by next week, I'll put them at number one, but I don't like how certain Detroit radio personalities have been treating me, so I'm going to put the Dodgers at one. At number two.
Number two.
Let's put the Yankees. They've won four in a row and secured my Survivor Pool entry for the week already.
Good for you.
Yep. They swept the Rangers. I was locked in on that one. Very happy. And they did such a good job against the Mets that Mets fans are wondering if Juan Soto is even happy. So that's got to count for something. Number three. Oh, I'm kind of mad. Kind of mad at this team, too, the Phillies, because they lost a series of the Mets in April and said the season was over. Now they got a two-game lead, but I won't punish the team for their fans. That would be immature of me. Number four.
Number four.
Yeah, I don't know. How about the Cubs? Number five?
Number five.
Maybe the Padres. That's fine. Yep. So Dodgers, Yankees, Phillies, Cubs, and Padres. And if Detroit wants to be nicer to me, they can have the number one team next week. Okay? Sounds good.
Works for me. I'll also start at number one.
Number one.
I actually am going to put the Twa Tigers there, despite the jerks that they call radio personalities. First time since 2006, Tigers got the best record in 50 games. They're on pace for 105 wins. I think they're going to wind up with more like 90, 95, which is still pretty good. Top of the line defense, great bullpen. Thank God they didn't trade Tarek Skubal last year. Remember that? It looked like he was going to be on the way out. They turned things around last year, and obviously he's well on pace to defend his Cy Young. Two things are a little surprising. Their most valuable player by WAR this year is Javi Baez. And, dude, they got Javi Baez in center field. That's nuts. And Gleyber Torres, who was basically escorted by the Yankees out of here, he's batting .281 with five home runs and a .794 OPS. So Detroit has got my number one spot. Spoiler alert, only AL team on my list.
Number two.
I will actually put the Philadelphia Phillies, even though their season is done. They're 8-2 in their last 10. They fought their way into first place, surpassing the Mets for the first time. Now they lost Jose Alvarado to suspension because he was taking PEDs.
No, not in my league.
But they got Jordan Romano. 8 scoreless outings, including 4 saves and a couple of holds. He should be the new closer for Philadelphia, so he'll be my Phillies will be number 2 for me.
Number 3.
The 9 Mets, totally cold offense, led to the Mets' worst week of the season. They lost Rose Series against the Yankees and the Red Sox, so obviously they find themselves looking up against Philadelphia. Soto's slow start continues, and Pete Alonso, who was my MVP in the first quarter season, well, he's had a 414 OPS, 3 walks, and 24 strikeouts over the last 14 games. So he is ice cold. My next team.
Number 4.
That'll be my Chicago Cubs. Just like Bart, I have him in the 4 spot. Dansby Swanson, since the end of April when he was dropped to 8th in the lineup, he's hitting close to 400 with an OPS over 1,000. Matt Shaw's come back from the minors. Whatever he was broken and trying to work with the first time around, he fixed it in the minors. He came back and has produced against the Marlins. Matt Shaw could be their answer at third base if they need it all year. And finally, at number 5.
Number 5.
I will put the Dodgers here because here's a good stat. They have 18 comeback wins, which are the most in the majors. The bad part is their rotation gets absolutely rocked in the first inning, which is why they come back in the first place. Still got a bunch of injuries they got to deal with. Yes, they are loaded, but Kirby Yates went to the IL, so they got the injury bug. Maybe the trainers, you know, are going to get fired, or they got to spend some money in that department, but the Dodgers, for me, will be at number 5. So number 1, Tigers. Number 2, Phillies. Number 3, Mets. Number 4, Cubs. Number 5, the Dodgers.
And those are your power rankings. If I wasn't so petty with Detroit, I probably would have them at 2. I'd still put the Dodgers 1.